We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Every day, thousands of hackers try to steal your crypto. But Arculus uses air-gapped technology by forming a protective barrier that insulates you from hackers and secures your crypto. Order yours at getarculus.com.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. Is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. John, we made it. It's the holidays.
It's the end of the year, finally. Wow. Time for speculation and, just guessing like we do the rest of the year.
Yeah, educated guessing. Educated is the key word.
Oh, yes. Educated, yeah. Trying to
Not
figure
that
out
I've
what the...
Not got more than a little bit of college, but anyway.
You can't do anything more than guess because half the time the stuff the engines do don't make any sense to begin with. So
it's very true. And most of the time it's, if it's going to be against us or, it's going to harm us, but pretty much we'll win better on those. I think that better odds.
Yeah, exactly. But we got one more year in the books, right?
We do. Yeah, what a year. We crossed that 200 show barrier.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. In shock of that. Yeah.
Our Google Plus community grew to over 4,000 members in, I think, just over a year, right? We launched at the end of last year.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, well, it hasn't been that long.
I know.
At the most, 2 years it's been around, and it's I think it's easily gotten a 2,000 in this year alone.
Oh yeah, I'm really impressed with that group.
Yeah, and Craig Moore and Mark Taylor and the rest of the gang have just been absolutely amazing answering questions and helping people out. So thank you guys.
Yep. And we finally beat Bruce Clay. Do you know that?
How's that?
I've been watching it for the longest time. When you search for SEO 101 as two separate words, SEO space 101, we were ranked number two, and Bruce Clay's 101 article was ranked number one. We passed him this year. We're now number one for SEO 101 as two words and as one word. So I'm excited.
Nice. See, I get Moz's Beginner's Guide to SEO at number one, but we're number two.
Oh, well, that's because you're in Canada.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently. Yes, because I don't even see Bruce. Bruce is way down there, way down there.
I could go on with that, but I'm not going to do it. So,
what I wanted to do first, though, was just cover a bit of the news that's relevant today, and then we'll jump into what you've put together, which is this great list of the algo changes over the year for our year end wrap up. I can't even believe this, but anyway. The first one is first piece of news is about what we talked about last show, and that's Google News and how it's getting out of Spain because, well, Spain passed a law that essentially meant that Google would have to pay for all the news. Well, they're getting out. Well, they have. And Google's new news websites have seen a drop between 10 to 15% in terms of traffic. Now, I bet that's just the beginning.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be just the beginning, without a doubt.
I mean, that wouldn't be too bad unless that was a very profitable 10 to 15%.
Actually, the more I think about it, I bet the highest it'll go is to about 25%, because with news sites, a lot of the traffic you get is direct because people are used to having a news site that they've got bookmarked. They go to it on a regular basis. So a lot of traffic to news sites is direct. What they're going to miss is when breaking news happens or when, they're not going to see the audience growth that they were experiencing because no new people are going to find them. I think that's where they're going to get hurt the most is audience growth and breaking stories. That's going to be their downfall.
I'm guessing between 18 and 22%.
And how did you come up with that number?
It's pure awesome educational guessing.
Otherwise, you pulled it out of your behind.
Yeah, well, you know, what's the difference, really? Why did I say that? Okay, so anyway, it sounds interesting. Sounds like there's going to be some shakeup there. Someone had said the other day that, and it was actually Scott, but I think he must have been joking because I only caught a bit of the note, but that someone was forced, they were going to talk about forcing Google to keep it open, but I don't think they can really do that. So
yeah, it's like forcing Google to pay the publishers. It's like, okay, you can either force them to keep it open or you could make them pay publishers, but you can't do both. That would be highly immoral / illegal in my mind.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it would be some pretty serious precedent for that country's business community. I don't think they'd like it too much.
I'm pretty sure Google has the lawyer manpower to fight that one pretty easily.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I know what I was going to say. One of the things that kind of stood out, though, is whether or not that 18 to 22% turns out to be a really profitable portion of their traffic, you know, as in very active and on the ads, or who knows, right?
So it depends on how you define profitable, because in most cases the advertising, so my experience with newspaper advertising online is twofold. You're either as a publisher selling audience and services, so you identify the needs of a client and you say these are what they need to grow their businesses online, and you sell them either the service or the audience. In this case, they can still sell services, but it's the audience that they're going to have a harder time selling, because if they lose 18 to 22% of their audience, they're going to have a much harder time selling against it. So it's not like whether this particular portion of the audience is more profitable than another portion of the audience. Yes, that can come into play when you're dealing with very specific types of ad units, such as there's specific audience targeting and that kind of stuff that goes on. It can impact that, but overall, it's like, what is your share of audience and how can you monetize that? So their audience share is shrinking, their monetization possibilities are shrinking as well.
Hmm. Yeah, well, that pretty much covers it. I mean, anything that could have cost them money, I do wonder whether or not that 10 to 15% could have that impact. Because you would think that it could be international, right? It could be a lot of the people that were going to the Spanish sites from any part of the world. That, you know, maybe they're just checking things out. You never know.
I can tell you there's not a news organization on the planet that can afford to lose 18 to 22% of their revenue.
Especially that 22.
Yeah. And you know, this entire episode, I'm going to be referencing 18 to 22 just to give you a heads up.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, that's good. I know how much you respect my numbers.
Yes. Like there's an 18 to 22% chance Matt Cutts will actually come back.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. That's the sweet spot. That is definitely the sweet spot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we'll get into that because we don't want to give away all of our tidbits here, right?
All right.
All right. Well, the next piece of news was actually something that Craig Moore gave us a heads up on the our Google Plus community forum, which you can just go to and find easily enough by going to Google Plus and just typing in SEO 101. It's pretty easy to find. It's a great community, as we were discussing before. Anyway, Craig posted that an interesting article from, I don't even know what this site is, winsupersite.com. Obviously, it's a repost or something. I'm sorry, guys, if you are truly writing your own unique content, then awesome.
They actually do. They write 18 to 20% unique content on that site.
Well, that's good. That's good.
I'm sorry. I have no idea how much unique content there is. I just had to dig on Ross.
Oh, you know, just pulling that out, eh? Just going for it. All right. Well, anyways, they're talking about how Bing is going to be integrated with Office. So that if you wanted to do a search within Word or whatever program you're using, the results can appear in a right-hand pane. And the example they used and Craig mentioned here was if you're doing a report on Abraham Lincoln, you just have to highlight the text, and I gather you right-click or something along those lines and press search, and Abraham Lincoln information will come up in the right pane, and that isn't going directly to a website but is referencing information a lot like the Google Knowledge Graph, which takes information from people's websites without, well, they give them credit, but they're not actually giving them any page views or any potential for ads, ad revenue.
See, I'm not sure how well something like this would work. It's, in theory, it sounds like really useful and a good idea. So I don't think it's a bad idea. But what to make it a good idea, they have to change people's behaviors, and this is a kind of behavior. Working in Word is something people have been doing forever, and changing how they do that is pretty. It's a pretty significant change for people. It'll be interesting to see if this gets adopted, because my gut feeling says it's not going to get adopted that much. And well, I would throw a percentage out, but I'm beating that horse to death already.
Yes. Also, I should note, when I'm looking at this article, the article is called Microsoft Begins Integrating Bing with Office. And I have a hunch, looking at it there, Johnny, do you get the feeling that he's optimizing for insights for Office?
It could be. It could be.
It's there like a few times every paragraph, I think. But anyway, Insights for Office is the name of this enhancement, quote unquote, for Office software. I think that, frankly, that Microsoft's so desperate for any kind of extra exposure for search, and I can see why, that this is something they would never remove unless they needed to. I mean, why? Unless they got everyone screamed at them like they did for Clicky, I don't think there's going to be much point.
Yeah, because I mean, everybody uses Word. So if they can change behavior and get people to search within Word, that'd be a huge win for them. But I think it's a very, very uphill battle to get people to change that behavior.
The stats for how much content is copied from the Insights for Office in school reports should be quite interesting.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good. they should probably build in the, you know, can't cut and paste out of Insights just to appease universities.
Yes. Yeah, actually, that's a good idea. In any case, it's good for them. I think that anything that can make people change their habits a bit and perhaps do more searching in application, I'm intrigued. I'd like to see how that turns out too.
Yeah, I'm betting if we made a note of this for next year's wrap-up show and we look back and say, how did that Insights for Word thing work? We're going to go, what was that again?
Insights for Office, sir. Insights
for Office. See, I already forgot. So
you just have to look at this article. You can't miss it.
Yes. But I bet this time next year we're going to remember, hey, remember that thing Microsoft tried to do where they integrated search into Word? Wonder why that didn't work.
Okay, so next, before we jump into this algo changes.
Let's save that, because there's an algo change that applies directly to that happened in That's August. True.
Okay. Well, why don't we take a quick break then? And when we come back, we're going to get into sort of a year-end wrap-up of the algorithm changes at Google.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
ShipStation helps online retailers ship orders faster. It's so easy to set up and use. ShipStation gives you tools to automatically import, manage, and ship your orders in the most cost-efficient way. Save money with the best USPS rates possible, as well as a free USPS account. ShipStation integrates with all the most popular e-commerce platforms and shipping carriers. Get shipping done no matter where you sell or how you ship. WebmasterRadio.fm listeners get an additional 30 days free after the free 30-day trial. Go to ShipStation.com/WebmasterRadio now. Shipping Nirvana starts here.
All-Inclusive Marketing is the luxurious five-star resort of digital marketing.
Welcome to All-Inclusive Marketing.
Engage with All-Inclusive Marketing's award-winning strategists to ramp up your online profitability and brand exposure, driving new customer acquisitions, increased sales, and stronger buyer retention.
Another mojito, please?
All-Inclusive Marketing's full-service digital and performance marketing accommodates every brand, specializing in retail, travel, and software as a service.
What a great room.
The A in All-Inclusive Marketing means award-winning leadership, excellence in results, as well as an A rating by the Better Business Bureau. For reach, engagement, and conversion, it's All-Inclusive Marketing. Reserve a free consultation today at allinclusivemarketing.com/radio.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Wow, the year in review of algorithm changes, it was a pretty busy year.
There's a couple of repetitive things in here. We're seeing things carried over from the 2012, 2013. But some interesting things happened towards the middle of the year that I think are quite significant moving forward.
I struggle to remember what happened yesterday. But looking at this, it's interesting. Like the page layout 3.0, I can't say no by 3.0. Is this the one where they were just – is it just about the ad-heavy pages?
So this happened in February, and starting in January, there wasn't really anything significant that happened in the algo in January 2014. But in February, the page layout 3.0 came out, and this is just a refresh of this algorithm. The original one came out in 2012.
1.0, I assume?
I assume, yeah. there's a good percentage chance that that's what it is. but if you don't remember, the page layout algorithm is really designed to impact sites that are very top heavy with ads. So if you have a lot of ads on your pages and they show above the fold, this particular algorithm piece of the algorithm really will impact you negatively if you have a lot of those ads above the fold. And again, in February, they just updated it, version 3. I don't think there was anything significant other than it's a refresh of the algorithm. They tweaked it here and there. But that was the start of the year. So it started off kind of quiet. May was – there was a couple things happened in May.
I should make it a prediction. Okay. There will be a page layout 4.0.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't think so. I think it'll turn into a rolling update like every other frickin' part of the algorithm almost.
And then we'll never make it serious. All right,
go on. And we'll never hear about it again.
3.1? No. Okay. Okay, so payday loan 2.0 in May.
May was busy, but so it was a refresh update of the payday loan algorithm update. And this was the one that really targeted some very specific types of sites, ones that are in very spammy categories. If you're an affiliate producing sites around Viagra or Mesothelioma or payday loans, you probably were impacted by this update.
Mesothelioma. What a name, huh?
I know. It took me years to pronounce it, and I still can't do it.
Well, I, like I said, I think a while back I did a full-on competitive analysis for that for a legal firm, and wow, yeah. Is that ever? It's insane how much money is in that business. Just
oh yeah,
boggling.
Billions of dollars set aside in funds just to pay people who have it. So the lawyers are clamoring to get their share of that money.
So that's the payday loan, and then there's Panda 4.
Now, everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole in one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
Oh, right. English language queries were hit. Again, only 7.5. A lot of I'm kind of surprised. It has turned into a rolling update now, right?
Yes and no.
I see there's a 4.1. See, there's going to be a 3.1 page layout. Anyway, they have to go at least that high. I'm surprised that isn't rolling yet.
I bet it is rolling. I don't know why they came out. They identify a certain update, during a certain month as 4.0 or 4.1, because I'd be really shocked if it wasn't rolling already. To your point.
Now, to the listeners, rolling means we're not just going to go and just drop in a huge change and call it a major update. We're just going to have this happening day to day. Just changes are made on the fly. This is the sort of stuff that happens day to day versus these big updates. And, we'll get into a little more of that actually happened just a couple months ago soon.
A real great example of that is the original Google PageRank toolbar. So people used to watch that PageRank toolbar, and then, every few months it would update and you get a new PageRank and, but really what was happening behind the scenes is the portion of the algorithm that dealt with PageRank was rolling. It was changing on a daily basis for every site. They just updated the toolbar every quarter or so. So that's the difference between a rolling update and a, here's a specific refresh of the update.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Now, again, for anyone who's sort of new to this, Panda focused a lot on content that was thin or duplicative. And so when they did this additional update, Panda 4 in May, it, again, only impacted 7.5%. Of course, that could be pretty big, depending on what category it hit. And that was interesting, too. In many cases, I'm hoping I'm not getting them confused because all this is kind of blending together, but I believe they would normally go after certain niches when they did these big updates.
Mm-hmm.
Like the real estate sector got hit hard at one point.
Right. It seemed to go that way. They would specifically focus on a market segment or category. Absolutely.
Something that was bypassed in the 3, 2, or 1, and they decided, well, it's time to hit them up. And it's good for business, I tell you, because frankly, everyone gets a little scared when things like that happen. But it's hard on businesses, especially ones that never saw this coming.
Right. Right.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, Panda and Penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise. Content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. plus build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at internetmarketingninjas.com.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use certifiedknowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Year in review of algorithm changes.
So June, there was another payday loan update 3.0. See, there wasn't a 2.0, 2.1. It went straight to 3.0. But that's not what's significant really happened in June. So June, to me, is the beginning of some significant updates that range all the way from June to October. And the first one is in June is when we lost the photos from authorship. So people really kind of had a hissy fit here because for a year or so, everybody was talking about authorship and you had to connect your content to your Google Plus account. And if you did that, you'd get some benefit in search results, not necessarily results, but you'd get your picture next to your content and a little bit of information about you from your Google Plus. And it was a really good benefit to having this connection. Then all of a sudden, kind of out of nowhere, I don't know if there was many signals leading up to this, in June, they dropped the photos. So no longer were your photos from your authorship tie-in showing up in the search results. And that was the signal to a pretty major change that hit in August tied to authorship. And there was a lot of backlash. A lot of people were upset that that was going to change click-through rates because they, everybody had talked about the advantage of it because you get higher click-through rates if your pictures were there. So people were not happy with doing all that work to get that authorship tie-in, and all of a sudden they lose that advantage.
Yeah, if you want to hear a good hissy fit, go back and listen to the show when it happened because I had a spectacular one.
I wasn't going to mention you by name, but now that you brought it up,
oh hell, yeah. I still get. It's such a good word. I'll still feel all hissy about it, but see, snakes are bad. See, that's just a good example. I'm sure that came from snakes because snakes are just ugh. Anyway, okay, yeah. So photo drop, big signal. Things were coming. That was June. They had the payday update as well. In July, the pigeon update. Now this really falls into your home plate because I know how much you delve into the local area. Right. So I'll let you cover that too. Although you're talking too much on the show, but anyway, go on ahead.
I'm just assuming you're already getting drunk for New Year's Eve. So
I sound like it. I didn't get any sleep, so I'm
So the pigeon update, which hit in July, was very significant. This is probably the most significant algorithmic update focusing on local search results that we've had in years. And it hit us in July of this year. And a large percentage of sites were impacted. The main thing it did, it started really connecting the two different algorithms. So there's a specific organic search algorithm and a specific local search algorithm. And we know that some of the differences are organic relies on links and content, where the local search relies on things like proximity and citations. There's different factors and variables in the two different algorithms to where you rank. And just to be clear, the local search really is where you show up in the maps search or with the little pins on the organic search where there's a local map with the little pins on it. Those were two different algorithms. What the pigeon did is it started merging those two algorithms so that some of the authority and things that you had built up on your organic search side started having an impact in local search. And some of the citations and local search variables that you had been building on the local side started having an impact on organic search. And to me, what it really did was put that final clear-cut line in the way you do local search. Because it had been evolving slowly, and this gave it some clear direction. So it used to be where you'd say, okay, if I have a couple of different topics that are related, and I have three different cities I'm doing business in, I'd want barber in Atlanta, barber in Birmingham, and barber in Jersey City. So you'd want each of those tied to a specific location, and you'd want to build content around that topic tied to a location. Well, after Pigeon, really, the best way to handle that is you think of your site as having two different types of authority. You have a topical authority, which will be barber, and you have a location authority, which would be whatever location you're in. And you build those two separate authorities separately. So if you have three locations in one topic, you don't have to build authority for that topic tied to each location. So you don't have to have three different pages about barbers in three different cities. You have one page about barbers and one page about each of these three cities, and you build authority on those separately. So you rank well for each of the for that topic in each of the locations. So it really made it a clear change in the way you optimize for local search.
Yeah, I mean, it added a little thought process to it versus just following a cheat sheet. And authenticity as well, which is a huge part of all these algorithms. Google's just tired of being cheated, and in these cases, by making these changes, a lot of people who were cheating or at least not putting a lot of effort in are forced to make some serious changes. And you know, I can't blame Google for that.
No, and I think it was a great update. I really do. That was one of my favorite updates of the year, actually.
Yeah, it's always challenging for us, but that's part of the fun, right?
Yep, exactly. So August is the month where we had the update that you wanted to have. You have some news about as well. Do you want to cover that one?
Sure. So yeah, I'd like to talk.
I'm going to give you 18 to 22% of the talking time today.
Well, it's about the HTTPS SSL update. So if you were one of the unlucky people that made the change, may turn out to be not that all unlucky right now. But anyways. Google essentially said they're going to give a boost, although even they admitted it would be small, to sites that were in a secure format, so using the HTTPS or SSL security. And that's, your URL would actually change. Information would be safeguarded, anyone who passed along any information. It's their ideal world of enhanced security online. Well, it's not an insignificant update. Even at that point when we heard about it, we were cautioning everyone not to make a change immediately because there is a lot you need to do, especially in more complex sites, and it can be a real headache. In fact, Barry at Search Engine Roundtable made the change. He says partly as a test, and that's great. I'm glad he did it in some regards because it was quite telling how a lot of his traffic took a serious dip, at least for the short term. I'm not sure how much of it's recovered. Mm-hmm. I haven't been keeping up to date, but I would imagine at least some. In any case, also, certain ads wouldn't show up. They couldn't. Certain campaigns within the Google AdSense network would not transition to the HTTPS security for his website, so he lost the ability to make some money on some of that as well. All these things were unintended, unexpected. And then after all of that, Google decided that now there's really not much of an update, not much of a boost. I don't know why they decided to pull that back. They could have given a 1% boost and people would have done it, and it would have made no sweat to them. I really don't understand that. But
I think what the way they announced it, they worded it weird. It's really gave a boost to sites that should be secure, like banks. And medical sites that have that kind of personal information. Other sites, standard e-commerce, except for possibly transaction pages, information sites, there's no reason for those to be secure in most cases. So that's where I think that the translation kind of got messed up.
And yet, we hear today, and this is something else that found online, was that Google's turning the tables. And what they're doing is in Chrome, they're going to make it so that sites that are not secure will be there'll be a warning next to them, essentially, in the URL or the address bar of your browser saying that this site is not secure. Before, it used to be you're on a secure site, this component of the page isn't secure, so there'd be a warning, or there's something wrong with the secure certificate that's securing the site, then you'd get a warning. But now any site that is not secured will get a warning. Really, this could be huge.
It depends on how they implement it. It really does. If it's a big in-your-face notice, it's going to be huge. The more overt this warning is, the bigger impact it's going to have.
Yeah, and this will be really interesting to revisit the next year end. Fascinated to see how this turns out, because I certainly have no interest in securing my website except for perhaps the forums. The rest of the site, it just makes no sense. I really don't understand.
Yeah, and the one thing that you didn't talk about is, unless Google comes out and says, you know, we understand that if you make your site secure, then most people who link to you are not going to use a secure link, so they're not going to add HTTPS /www.stethorpe.com. It's going to be HTTP. And unless they come out and say, you know, we're not going to penalize you for that, because basically you have to redirect from the non-secure to the secure, and we know that links to redirections aren't as powerful as direct links, so that's going to impact your backlink profile to some degree. So that's the main concern I have about it, other than, you know, of course, all the other things, the server loads that security certificates can have if it's not configured correctly. There's like Ross said, because there's tons of potential issues with this.
Well, yeah, and then you add on top of that the fact that they could do the triple W link or non-triple W link plus not have HTTPS. Oh, my gosh. The 301 chaos.
Then you have a 301 redirect chain, which is even worse. Yeah. So it's a nut. It don't do it still until we see how they're going to do this notification thing. I'd recommend staying away from it for now.
Yeah, if you have forums, I mean, I admit there's a couple forums on our own website that I think I should get around to securing. I haven't done it yet. They're nothing extremely personal that's being shared or anything. I would certainly make sure of it then. But I'm going to get around to finally securing those. And perhaps I should thank Google for that, because I wouldn't have perhaps done it as quickly.
So why the forums if you're not asking for personal information?
Well, okay, personal information, their name. You know, things that like that. So there is technically, I guess that is personal. I'm thinking of deeply personal information, you know, but, right. You know, I'm not asking for SIN numbers or social security numbers, that kind of thing. It's, you know, what service are you interested in? What's your name? What's your phone number? Certainly stuff that I'd like to secure. But this will definitely put a little impetus into it.
All right.
Yeah. Cool. Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, thank you for joining us today. If you have any questions you'd like to share with us, you know where to find us, the Google Plus community page at Google Plus. Just search SEO 101. And before I lose my voice here, have a great week, great end of your year, and remember to tune into future episodes, which air at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, every Wednesday on webmasterradio.fm.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Happy New Year.
Radio and Podcast Network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of webmasterradio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole in one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.